they're fighting for their lives. They avoid the playoff. We need to cement a European place, so that's the task at hand. We have to go down there and be really professional and try and pick up the 3 points. You would imagine there'll be a vocal home support behind them. It's a difficult place to go to, but we have to go there and do everything in our power to win the game. I'm extremely disappointed that we're not sitting here now and still in the mix. It's been a frustrating year. It's been some good, some difficult. Obviously, the European run being the real positive, but we want more of that, and we want to make sure that we go down here and get the job done and bounce Sunday next week. But we know Cork as they won quite comfortably against UCD at the weekend, so we need to be ready for them. We'll worry about St Pat's after Friday night. All we can do is try and win our last two games. We know if we win our last two games that we finish second, so that's the objective. But we've loads of work to do before we can even talk about Pats. We're at that stage of the season where all the rumour mill starts, who's coming, who's going, all those sorts of things. But them conversations happen all the time throughout the year for us. So listen, we know where we are. We know what we need to add. We know what might leave the club. So we'll deal with all that once the season's done. Yeah, well, we have to. The minimum requirement nowadays for this football club is European football. That's the minimum requirement, and we have to make sure that we get that nailed down. It's been like that this year where we've went on spells where we've scored goals and we've had periods where I don't see last week as being a real disappointment from that end, because we were a man down for 70 minutes. But the previous game against Drogheda, we in the second half we had chances to score. It is, obviously, people say the hardest thing to do is create chances, but we more often than not create decent numbers of chances, but we just need that ruthless edge to get us over the line. There's a lot of clubs investing. You've got Shelburne, who will invest heavily in their squad. You've got Bohemians, St Pat's, obviously Rovers, ourselves. Dundalk have a really good squad. You've Galway being promoted, who will be really, really competitive. So I know I've left a few out, but they're the ones who will have really competitive backing in the transfer market. So it's going to be a really competitive market this year, given what the clubs have at their disposal now. And I know we're talking about next season. We've a lot to do between now and next Friday, but if you're looking ahead towards what might be coming further down the road, then I think it's going to be a really, really competitive league going forward. But as I said, there's no point in talking about that now until we get next Friday wrapped up and hopefully finish the season strongly.